نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. الحمد لله, my dear respected brothers and elders. It's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I the tawfiq and the ability to come to the house of Allah. It is said that the houses of Allah, the masajids, are the best places in the world, and the marketplaces are the worst places in the world. So we have to ask ourselves, how much time do we spend in the house of Allah? Those places which are blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would spend most of their time in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Masjid Nabawi. To that extent that they would be in their marketplaces, they would be doing their tajarat, they would be doing their trade. A group of them would go and learn deen from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would come back and they would ask them, what have you learned? And the other group would go and learn deen from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the zeal that these people had for learning the deen, my brothers. They had nothing but they had the zeal to learn the deen. It is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is that Sahabi who has narrated more than 5,000 ahadiths of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated about him that he used to have so much hunger that he would fall unconscious. People used to think that he has suffered an epileptic fit. In actual fact, he was actually suffering from extreme hunger. Yet through his sacrifices, the Ummah today has benefited from the narrations that he has narrated. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu made so much sacrifices in the field of deen. So this deen came to us, my brothers. Today we have this deen. We have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman. The most valuable thing a person can have is not the house that he owns, is not the car that he drives, is not the shop that he owns. These are temporary. He will leave these things. It's the iman that Allah has given him. It is said in the hadith to the nearest meaning that iman, there is 70, more than 70 branches of iman. The highest is to proclaim the kalima la ilaha illallah. The lowest is to remove something harmful from the way. And haya is a part of iman. So we have to check ourselves, my brother. What is the level of my iman? Today we are walking in the street. Let alone move something away from that is harmful, that could cause something, it's a harm to somebody, or somebody may slip. We throw something on the floor. We will throw the banana skin on the floor. We will throw litter on the floor. We will be driving, we will stop at the red light, we will pull down a window, we will throw a bag of rubbish on the floor. Our deen has taught us that this is the lowest level of iman. And our deen has taught us that we should not give taklif, we should not give harm to anybody. Our deen, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have taught us that we should respect others. What is the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers? How selfless was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How selfless was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His fikr for others, my brothers, so much so that in the Ghazwa Ahzab, in the Battle of the Trench, it is narrated that the Muslims were suffering extreme hunger. The Muslims were suffering extreme hunger and they were suffering from extreme cold and they had fear of the enemy, more than 10,000 strong, and they were digging the trench. At that time, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I saw the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has two stones tied to his stomach to alleviate the hunger that he's suffering from. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I went home to my wife and I said to my wife, do you have anything at home that we can cook? As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I've seen him in a very terrible state, in a pitiable state. He is suffering from extreme hunger. His wife says, we have a kid goat and some flour. He says, I will do zabah of the goat. You prepare the curry and we'll get the flour ready. I will call Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we will ask him to partake in some food with us. So he slaughters the goat. And he goes and calls Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, O Jabir, what do you have? Jabir replies that we have this amount of food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, okay. And then addresses the people of the trench. O people of the trench, Jabir has invited you for food. Ulama say at that time there was more than 1,000 of them. They all go. The food is ready. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes off the lid and starts to serve the food. He serves with Jabir radiallahu anhu, all the Sahaba that are present, and eats at the end. And this is the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers. He is suffering from extreme hunger. He has stone tied to his belly, but he is serving the Sahaba radiallahu anhu first. He is the prophet. He is the leader of the prophet. Today, if we have the kings, they will say, "No, I should be served first." And so much humility he has. My brothers, so we have to bring and inculcate these habits and these characters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have to strengthen our iman. That this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us allows us to come onto deen, allows us to control my eyesight, allows us to control my hearing, allows me to control my speech, allows me to come to the fajr, allows me to pray my isha. It is narrated in a hadith to narrate its meaning, that those people, if they found out the value of isha and fajr, they would crawl to the masjid. If they found out the value and the reward that we are going to get for praying our isha with salat and our fajr with salat, they would crawl to the masjid. It is said that the fajr and isha is very difficult for the munafiq. Today, my brothers, alhamdulillah, we have come to the masjid to pray our salat al-jum'ah. But after this, my brothers, will be salat al-asr, then will be salat al-maghrib, then it will be salat al-isha, and then tomorrow will be fajr. My brothers, how much safuf will have fajr? Not even one. So we have to make intention that we are Muslims 24 hours a day. We are Muslims 365 days a year. We are Muslims not only for Jummah, but we are Muslims in our workplaces. We are Muslims for the five times a day that Allah is calling us. We are Muslims in our colleges. We are Muslims in our universities. We have to give the deen to these people. These people, they have no deen, my brothers. They are empty, they are hollow. We have to represent this deen, and we have to show them what is the deen, what is the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But first, my brothers, we have to make our iman strong, that we can practice our deen ourselves, my brothers. It is narrated in a hadith to narrate its meaning, that a person, he's praying five times a day, it is an example is given like a person who is bathing in a river five times a day. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, can you tell me that if a person who bathes in a river five times a day, will he have any dirt on his body? The real prayer replied, no. Similarly, is the effect of a person who is praying his salat five times a day, he will have no sins. His sins will be shed away. Another hadith on near its meaning. The example is given when Salman radiallahu anhu, he is with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shook the branch of a tree. It was autumn, and the leaves began to fall in large number. Upon this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Salman radiallahu anhu, just as these leaves are falling in large number, those people who pray the salat, similarly is the fact that their salat wipes away their sins. Their sins fall away from them, like these leaves are falling away from the tree, my brothers. So we have to bring our salat, and we have to make effort for our salat, and we have to guard our salat. It is narrated in another hadith to narrate its meaning, that the difference between iman and disbelief, the difference between, or the benchmark or the differentiating line between iman and kufr is salat. This is the distinguishing factor of a Muslim and a non-Muslim, is the salat. Today we leave our salat. If we are at work, we say, no, I'm at work. If we are traveling, we say, no, I am traveling. Halakha, Sahaba radiallahu anhu would not do this. They would be punctual in their salat. So we have to make such an effort that we are punctual in our salat, my brothers. And we have to make effort on our children that they are also punctual in their salat. We have to make an environment in the houses that these children, that who are going to be the future of Islam, who are going to be the people who are going to be the torchbearers and the flag bearers of Islam, who are going to be the new generation to come, who will be representing the deen. It is hoped that who will be the new Salma bin Akwa. It is hoped that who will be the new Musayyib bin Umar. It is hoped that who will be the new, the people are like the Imam Bukhari. Who will be like these people who made sacrifices of deen, my brothers. We have to nurture and we have to give tarbiyah to our children, that these children will make sacrifices for deen. These children will do the sacrifices that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu made. In their youth, my brothers, Musayyib bin Umar radiallahu anhu is sent by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to Medina Munawra and to teach the people of Medina Munawra the deen. All these youth, Salma bin Akwa radiallahu anhu, we hear the story, such a brave youngster, he's only the age of 12 to 13, some bandits take and steal the camels of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he chases them, my brother. Yeah? Such bravery, these Sahaba radiallahu anhu had. So my brothers, we have to inculcate the habits and the good character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our youth by doing ta'aleem at home, by doing Riyadu Salihin, recite, you know, reading in front of them Riyadu Salihin for Dalai Lama, so they can understand what is the deen, what is the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what is the stories of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what is the sacrifice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I pray my salat, what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me? If I neglect my salat, what is the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me? When we do this, my brothers, every day we spend some time in gathering our family and reciting these hadith in front of them, so they can understand that the value of the deen. Because today we understand the value of the pound. Today we understand the value of the euro and the dollar. Today we understand if I work this much hours, I will earn this much, and for this much money I can get this. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they had the value of the akhirat in front of them. They had no value of the dunya. Even so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the dunya, my brothers. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, very wealthy, he's spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that we are going to the expedition, we will go in the path of Allah, we will go in fi sabilillah. Who will bring the yani mal? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he brings each and everything that he possesses. Umar radiallahu anhu, he brings half of what he possesses, my brothers. Why? Because they had the value of the akhirat. They had the value that one day we will leave this world, this temporary abode, we will leave this world, and we will go and we will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will have to account for every single second of our life that we spend in this world. And this life is a test, and it's a mana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will have to account the how I spend my youth, how I spend my life, where did I acquire my knowledge from, how much of the knowledge that I acquired, how much did I act upon this. Everybody knows that we have to pray. Everybody knows that we have to pray our zakat. Everybody knows we have to go to Hajj if we have the ability to do so. Everybody knows that we have to fast in the month of Ramadan. But we don't do that. Why? Because there's a weakness in our iman. There's weakness in our yaqeen and in akhirat. Because the love of the dunya has crept into our hearts. So we have to take out the love of the dunya. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they took out the love of the dunya. And it was easy for them to make effort for the akhirat. It was easy, so much so that one Sahabi is saying, wallahi, I smell this fragrance of paradise from behind Mount Uhud. He goes into the enemy lines and he is martyred, my brothers. This is the level that these people, they attained. And so similarly, we have to aspire to be like these people. We should emulate these people and we should be like these people. This will come through an effort, my brothers. Like anything in the dunya, like anything, if we don't make effort, we will not reap the rewards of that. If we make the effort on our deen and our iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Allah tells us in the Quran to the nearest meaning that those who struggle and strive in our path, we will open the doors of guidance for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening, waiting. But my brothers, the condition is that we have to make some struggle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help came in Ahzab. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the situation, that your heart came to your necks, your eyeballs were turned. And your heart came to your throat, your eyeballs were turned, and we shook you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about the Sahaba that we shook you. They had a good shaking. Their iman was tested, but they were steadfast. In Badr, when the Sahaba were told that an enemy 1,000 strong is coming to attack you, they were told by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will go and get the trade caravan of Abu Sufyan. But now they are being told an enemy which is fully laden with weapons is coming to attack you, 1,000 strong. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that, are you ready? If you wish, you may turn back. What was the reply of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are not like the people of Bani Israel whom Musa alayhi salam addressed that come in the path of Allah. We will not say that, okay, you and your Allah go. We will be the ones, if you tell us to take our horses to the most furthest part of Yemen, we will be ready to go. If you tell us to take our horses and jump in the sea, we will be ready to do this. Ya Rasulullah, we are ready. And then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come. Then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the victory to the Muslims in the Badr, my brothers. Why? Because the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were steadfast. In every battle they were steadfast. When the odds were against them, and everything was against them, at that time the Sahaba used to say, Hum tiyar hain. We are ready, my brothers. Because there was no mayusi in the Sahaba. Because they had the yaqeen, not in the asbab. Not that we are in the majority. Not that we have the wealth. Not that we have the resources. Not that we have the big army. No, they had the yaqeen that Allah is with us. The help of Allah is with us. Why? Because we have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, he's taken an army of 30,000 or so strong. And he's facing an army. He's facing the Persians. Who are more than 100,000 strong. But their yaqeen was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their yaqeen was not in the amal, in the mal and the asbab. In the battle of Mu'tah, 3,000 or so sahaba, and the enemy is 200,000 strong, or 150,000 strong, Romans. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing the tashkil, and he's told that Abdullah bin Rawaha will become the Amir. If he is martyred, Zayd bin Haritha will become the Amir. If he is martyred, Jafar bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he will become the Amir. If he is martyred, then you decide amongst yourselves, my brothers. So the yaqeen of the Sahaba was not in the amal, in the mal. The yaqeen of the Sahaba was not in the asbab. It was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. And in one incident of Hunain, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, previously we have been in the minority, today we are in large numbers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like this. Why? Because our yaqeen is not in numbers. Our yaqeen is in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we attract the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By following the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To adhering to deen 100%, my brothers. To adhering to deen and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will attract the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend and befall upon us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran that we do not change the condition of a nation until they change the condition themselves. So what is this changing the condition? We have to bring deen into our lives. It's very simple. Everything is given to us, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman. We have to practice our deen. We have to pray our salat. We have to show the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those are the akhlaq that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ عَلَى خُلِكٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you have the most best of manners. And those akhlaq that turn the enemies into friends. Those akhlaq that turn the woes into friends. Those akhlaq, those people that would say they were thirsty for the blood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As is the story of Umar radiallahu anhu. He's saying that I will go to kill na'uzu billah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will go to assassinate him. The worst crime that could ever be done. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his heart. And then became the Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Those people that said, they said, we will fling our horses into the sea, but we will not embrace Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their hearts. Why? Through the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers. Hence, we have to adopt the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to be kind to our neighbors. We have to respect our parents. We have to show love to our parents. We have to show love to our youngsters. We have to nurture our youngsters. It's very, very important, my brothers, that we bring our youngsters to the masajid. We bring them and we explain to them the value of praying salat, the value of learning deen. Today, my brothers, we have so much fikr about our youngsters, our children, that they wear the best clothes, they eat the best food, they are looking the best. But do we ever have fikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran, to the nearest meaning, that, O people of Iman, save yourselves and your kith and kin from the fire of Jahannam, whose fuel is men and stones, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to save yourselves and save your family members from the fire of Jahannam, the fuel of which is men and stones, my brothers. It is our responsibility to teach them deen so they can become good, honest, law-abiding citizens, so they can represent the deen, my brothers. So how do we do this, my brother? We have to make an environment at home. We have to bring them to the masajid. We have to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to learn deen ourselves. We have to learn, teach the deen to our children. We have to teach the deen to our wives, my brother. This is our responsibility. Nobody will come to my house and teach my wife deen. Nobody will come to my house and teach my children deen. We will be asked about this. We are responsible. We are responsible. A shepherd is responsible for his flock. Similarly, we are responsible for our children, my brothers. So the effort of deen is very easy, my brothers. It is not difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this deen easy for everybody. Anybody and everybody. If he is from Africa, he can practice the deen. If he is from Asia, he can practice this deen. If he is illiterate, he will practice it. And if he is knowledgeable, he will practice it. If he is a king, he can practice this. If he is poor, he can practice it, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this deen. And those who practice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a high rank. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, they are the Qurayshi. Bilal radiallahu anhu, he's Habshi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the rank to Bilal radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraced Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, my brothers. In the eyes, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no value in hasab and nasab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at our amal, our deeds, our actions, my brothers. And so for this reason, my brothers, it's very important that we make the effort of deen, that deen comes into our life, and we make fikr that how this deen can spread in the world, my brothers. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they did not just have fikr for their tribes. They did not have fikr for the people of Makkah or the people of Medina Munawwara or the Quraysh or Banu Hashim. No, they had the fikr for the whole of the world. They had the fikr for the Aswad and Abyad. They had the fikr for the Arab and the Ajam. They had the fikr for the Shamal and Junub. We need to have the same fikr, my brothers, that how this deen can be revived in the world. How my health, how my wealth, how my time can be utilized for the upliftment of the kalima la ilaha illallah. How I can be utilized, how my children can be utilized, and how this deen can be utilized in the world. And how this deen can spread in the world. So for this, my brothers, it is requested that we make intention that first and foremost we have to pray our 5 times salat, my brothers. First and foremost, that we are an ambassador of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First and foremost, that we are an ambassador of deen, my brothers. That we are representing deen in any situation and any time. Remember, my brothers, we here living in this country are like the example of a slide underneath a microscope. Like a slide underneath a microscope. Just as a person, he's looking at the slide underneath the microscope. Similarly, these people are looking at the Muslims like a microscope. How is their akhlaq? How is their interaction? How is their dealing? How is their piety? How are their streets? How is their cleanliness? So we have to show these people the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to show them the piety of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. We have to show them the selfless character that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, the sacrificing for others, even at the cost of their own hunger or their own poverty. So for this reason, my brother, is requested, inshallah, we make intention first and foremost to come to the masjid, to alhamdulillah, like the masjid is now full. Similarly, Salatul Asr, we have to make intention, inshallah, at least one, if you are working over at school or college, at least Isha we can pray. Or Maghrib we can pray. We come to the masjid and we pray in the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a reward of 25 to 27 times compared to praying at home. So for very little effort, Allah has given us so much reward, my brothers. And then, my brothers, also we make an intention that there is a conference taking place in Slough on the 14th and 15th of April in Eton School, inshallah. So we make intention, inshallah, to participate in this also. It will be very beneficial, especially for the youngsters who are currently in holidays. If their time is spent correctly, inshallah, who knows, it could be a means of changing their lives. So we make intention to go to this gathering also. And also tomorrow there will be a gathering in Alexandra Road Masjid, inshallah. Brothers have asked to make announcement for this, inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you and all of us the tawfiq to act upon what's been heard and what's been said.